Good morning, I'm producer Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. We're on the record. It's Baltimore. It's August. It's hot. In times like this, locals head to their favorite snowball shack to beat the heat.
Peaches and cream.
Luxardo cherry with condensed milk.
Blood orange.
I love the key lime pie.
Lemon.
The grapefruit basil creamsicle.
Egg custard stabam, so that's my favorite flavor.
The icy, syrupy, slurpy summertime treats are a beloved tradition in Charm City. In a few minutes, we'll talk with a Maryland food historian to get the scoop on Baltimore's romance with the frozen delight and visit a snowball-slinging team in action. But our first stop is at what you might call the tip of the iceberg when it comes to snowball supplies. For more than 40 years, Cold Kiss in East Baltimore's Jonestown neighborhood has offered everything one needs to set up a snowball shack. I'm here with owner Richard Weiss. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
So where are we standing now?
So we're in building one right now, and we have pretty much all our snowball supplies in here. Over 100 flavors of syrup, regular syrup, diet syrups, and concentrates so people can mix up their own syrups. Okay, we're in what we call building two. And in building two, we have mostly ice cream supplies. Cake cones, sugar cones, waffle cones, rainbow sprinkles, chocolate sprinkles, cone dips, chocolate cone dip, cherry cone dip, ice cream toppings, strawberry topping, pineapple topping, wet nuts, granulated peanuts, marshmallow. I get a lot of marshmallow, and it's embarrassing to say how much. Hundreds of thousands of pounds.
Do you ship all over, or this is primarily like Baltimore and Maryland?
We ship all over the United States. And sometimes we ship to Europe and sometimes the Caribbean, South America as well. Watch your step here. And now we're moving into building four, and this is where what we call the kitchen, and this is where we mix all this stuff up. Out of the tank.
And what is this?
Shark attack.
Wow. It's good. I mean,
it's pretty strong.
It's intense with no ice. Yeah. That's the attack part.
But it needs to be strong because it's going to go on ice. And then it gets pumped into this room, into the bottling machine here. This is where all the shark attack bottles are lined up and ready to be filled and boxed and brought out to the warehouse and shipped all over the country.
Do you come up with the names?
We used to have a flavor naming contest every year on Facebook. So we had Shark Attack, Tropical Breeze, Pineapple Upside Down Cake. But then it became too popular and we had to just cut that out. We couldn't keep up with that.
Is there a difference between a snowball and a snow cone for the uninitiated like myself?
Snowball, snow cone, shaved ice, Hawaiian shave ice. They're really all the same thing. Machines vary in how finely they shave the ice, but it's all the same thing. It's a shaved ice product with syrup.
What about the syrup to ice ratio? Is there a perfection point in that, or is it just personal preference?
Generally, the ratio is about 1 ounce of snowball syrup to about 6 ounces of shaved ice, but some people can never get enough syrup on their snowball or can never get enough marshmallow.
That's Richard Weiss, owner of Cold Kiss, giving us the scoop on snowballs. This is producer Melissa Gear in for Sheila Cast. Now, to learn about snowball history and Baltimore's obsession with them, I'm meeting up with Maryland culinary historian Kara Mae Harris. We're in Hamden, home to one of Baltimore's latest snowball shacks called Quality Snowballs. Kara Mae has written about snowballs on her blog, Old Line Plate. Thank you for coming out on such a hot day, Kara.
Thank you for having me.
You know about the historic origins of the snowball in Baltimore. Tell us about that.
So the legend, the popular lore around the origin of the snowball is that it was a byproduct of the ice trade. So ice carts would roll through the city and children would chase them around and beg for them to scrape off a little bit of ice on days like this. So eventually people started adding flavorings and things, and it became a trade onto itself with shavers and flavorings that people would buy and toppings and things.
Do you know about how long ago that was?
This was probably in the mid-1800s. By the late 1800s, there was already ads in the paper for bring your own bottle to buy flavorings and ice shavers and all of the implements necessary to start up your own snowball business.
Was it something that people did to kind of start a little side business to make some extra money? I mean, were lots of people doing it?
A lot of people were doing it. In the 1970s, I believe, there was one snowball stand for every 1,000 people in Baltimore. It was a very easy entry-level business, so you had immigrants who were doing it, black people who couldn't necessarily have storefronts and things because of discrimination were doing it, and also even children would borrow money from their friends and family to start up snowball stands, and of course everybody thought that was adorable. So Baltimore has always had a very robust street food culture. People used to sell oysters and crab cakes and deviled crabs on the street. Over the years, those things kind of got whittled away for very obvious health reasons, but snowballs are relatively safe and they're super beloved, so people held on to that one fast and hard and defended our snowball stands.
Has the snowball evolved at all, like how it's sold or how it's even made?
All of the snowballs used to be hand-shaved until the electric shavers came out, and that ice used to be a little bit finer, so some people hung on to that as a point of pride, but it's a lot of manual labor cranking those shaved ice machines. So the machines as they do it now have maybe changed the texture a little bit, but are a lot more efficient.
What about flavors? I mean, has the palate of Baltimoreans changed over the years?
I think that fruit flavors used to be more popular. Up through the 1970s, I think chocolate was always listed as one of the runaway favorites. Cherry is always up there. In the 1940s, I read something saying that strawberry was the unrivaled favorite, but then the next year it's something different, lemon. So I think it used to be more fruit flavors, and now I believe the egg custard is the favorite.
What is the flavor of egg custard?
Egg custard is more or less a vanilla with a little bit of richness to it. It's actually kind of mysterious to me. I have done a lot of research to try to figure out why it's called that, but I think it's just more or less meant to imitate a vanilla pudding or a custard, and the name kind of gives you a feeling of richness when you're just eating ice and sugar.
What would you say is the biggest appeal?
Snowballs are ice cold because ice is always going to be a little colder than ice cream. They're more refreshing. You just get those flavors that you love, and as soon as it gets hot, your brain turns on a switch that makes you think of a snowball.
What would you say is your favorite flavor or combination?
I am egg custard marshmallow all the way. Can I get a small egg custard with marshmallow?
Please? Yes, ma'am.
You want marshmallow at the top?
Yes, just
okay.
$3.50.
My name's Eric Miller. I'm the general manager of Quality Snowballs. We offer classic snowballs, egg custard, skylight. In addition to that, we have crafted snowballs that include additional toppings. Watermelon basil lime, for example, uses fresh watermelon, fresh basil. So we wanted to be able to offer the traditional classic Baltimore tradition combined with a new innovative, creative offering as well.
What would you say, in your opinion, has been the most popular so far?
On the classic side, you have your egg custards, for sure. But I would say our watermelon basil lime, our strawberry shortcake, our s'more snowball that gets toasted marshmallow.
Do you know how many snowballs you sell in a given day on a busy day?
At least 400 snowballs. We've definitely done 400 in a day over that. Probably around 700 on a really busy day.
Why do you think snowballs are so beloved to Baltimoreans?
I think that number one would be simplicity. I mean, the nature of the product in itself is just a simple ice with a sweet flavor on top. And it's something that appeals to everybody. So we have a line with, you know, 5-year-olds wanting Skylight with someone that just got off their suit and tie job working 60 hours a week wanting a watermelon basil lime, or the moms that just got back from the gym, or teenagers that just got out of high school, maybe left early, whether with permission or without. And so you'll see that diversity represented in our lines. There's love in the line, there's love in the tradition of it, and I think that experience is a beautiful thing.
I mean, there's nothing else to do on a 100-degree day in Baltimore but have snowballs. So snowballs for lunch. And I have been known to do snowballs for dinner every once in a while with my kids.
But born and raised in Baltimore, I mean, I've had snowballs in my hand since my first summer.
I had already made arrangements with my friend Mary that we'd have snowballs for lunch. So it was the scheduled stop today to deal with the heat. But as a kid, I got them every day. So kind of living my youth. Grew up in Dundalk, would drive my bike to Mr. Wally's snowball stand, plunk down my 75 cents, and get an egg custard with marshmallow.
We are visiting Baltimore from out of town, and we heard that snowballs are the Baltimore summer treat, so we had to partake, especially since it's so hot out.
They're cool and refreshing on a hot day, and I don't know, there's a million different flavors you could get.
Snowballs have been a part of my life forever, just like every other Marylander, I think. It's a really big deal here. Today's snowball was Luxardo cherry with condensed milk.
I got blood orange flavored snowball, which is a departure for me. Usually I get coconut.
I got a watermelon basil lime snowball.
Egg custard's the bomb, so that's my favorite flavor.
This is on the secret menu, but I love the key lime pie. Mmm, very good. It's like a little oasis in my mouth.
That tour of Cold Kiss was with owner Richard Weiss. Then we had an historic delve into snowballs with Baltimore food blogger Kara Mae Harris, and a visit behind the counter with Eric Miller, general manager of Quality Snowballs in Hamden. Plus, we heard from several happy Quality Snowball customers. I'm producer Melissa Gear, in for Sheila Cast, with production assistance today from our fabulous On the Record intern, Izzy Hettleman. What's your favorite snowball flavor or your favorite snowball shack? Visit the WYPR Facebook page and let us know. This is On the Record on WYPR, and after the break, a Stoop story. Stay tuned.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.